Hello and welcome to the first in a series of podcasts from our Bridging the Gap event, which brought together innovators and NHS decision makers. We recorded presentations by our brilliant speakers, and first you'll hear from Innovation Agency Chief Executive Dr. Phil Jennings and Co-Director of Enterprise and Growth Mike Kenny. They talk about the innovation landscape and the part played by the Innovation Agency and our fellow AHSNs.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Liverpool. Welcome to the Northern Headquarters of the Royal College of Physicians, and welcome to our Bridging the Gap event. I'm Phil Jennings. I'm CEO of the Innovation Agency, one of the 15 academic health science networks in England. And I'm also a jobbing GP by background. I live over there on the Wirral, so it's a real pleasure for me to be able to open this event today, a day that I'm sure will illustrate the link between health and wealth, and really the contribution that the health and life sciences sector can make to our regional prosperity. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with academic health science networks, we like to describe ourselves as the innovation arm of the NHS. The truth is we're actually part of a much wider community of researchers, innovators, regulators and industry, all of whom have an important role to play in the innovation pipeline. Our role's principally around the spread and adoption of market-ready innovation. So we aim to reduce the time it takes for new innovations to reach the front line of the NHS. This is something that historically, I'm afraid, has taken a very long time indeed, a decade to go from bench to bedside. And even now, even when we have clinically proven innovation, and even when that's supported by a financial package of implementation, adoption in the NHS remains a very challenging and slow process. So I thought it was worth perhaps just spending a few moments reflecting on where we find ourselves as a health and care system emerging from the pandemic. Any of you who've recently experienced NHS care, I'm sure, will recognise a service under great pressure. I think the clinical challenge of emerging from COVID, coupled with what is both a depleted and exhausted workforce, really puts us into uncharted territory as a health and care system. Already we're starting to see the impacts and manifestations of excess mortality post-COVID. So this is principally cardiovascular disease at the moment. So it's patients who are presenting with heart attacks and strokes, largely preventable illnesses, as a direct consequence of the fact we've not been able to provide them with the routine care that they deserve during the pandemic. And I'm sorry to say that we're yet to fully realise the excess mortality from late cancer diagnosis, which is likely to emerge over the coming years. Again, presentations that under normal circumstances would have been seen sooner in their illness and at a potentially curable phase. And when you couple this with extremely long waits for elective care, you can see that the NHS is really entering a period of significant challenge, arguably the greatest challenge since its inception, and certainly the most intense period of challenge since I've been practicing for the last 20 years or so. So I'm sorry to paint such a grim picture, but you will be pleased to know there is a plan. And so equally, I thought it was worth just spelling out what the immediate priorities are for the service in the short and medium term. So we've identified five clinical areas for immediate priority. These are cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, mental health, cancer, and maternal and neonatal services. Now, innovations which bring forward solutions to these problems are likely to receive better funding. They're likely to benefit from some of the policy and implementation levers that will be brought through from central government. And equally, they'll be supported by organisations such as AHSNs and others. And when I talk about innovation, I mean the whole breadth of new medicines, or actually sometimes old medicines used in a different way, new medical technologies, new clinical pathways, and importantly, new ways of accessing health and care services. And this latter category, I think, is particularly important when we consider digital innovation. So digital has the potential not just to transform how we practice medicine as healthcare professionals, but also how, as citizens, we access our health services both now and in the future. Now, coupled with these clinical themes, there are two overarching areas also signalled of special importance. The first of these is reducing health inequalities. You'll all be aware that during COVID, we've seen that for some communities, their clinical outcomes have been much poorer than others. And that's played out both here in the region, but of course, across our nation. And finally, there is both policy and political momentum to try to reduce health inequalities. So it's really important that the innovations that we bring forward don't inadvertently widen the health inequality gap. It's no longer acceptable just to make healthy people more healthy. We have to make sure that our innovations really reach those who are in greatest need. And specifically, there's a call for innovation which helps to tackle the access to health and care from our seldom heard communities. Now, the second theme is sustainability and the contribution that the health and life sciences sector can make to that. The NHS has one of, if not the largest, carbon footprints in industry. And we can't underestimate how much the NHS can do to help meet the overall ambition of a net zero economy. Now, that's through medical examples that you're probably aware of, things like scavenging anaesthetic gases or hydrogen-powered ambulances. But it's also about how we do our day-to-day business. So it's heating and lighting, it's transport, it's our supply chain, and it's how we handle our waste. And that gives us an opportunity because we can now engage with a much broader commercial base of innovators who can hopefully help us to bring forward solutions to some of these sustainability challenges. So clearly there's a lot to do. But today we're going to focus primarily on the link between health and wealth. And that's particularly important for us here in the region when so many of the challenges that we face are embedded in the wider determinants of health. So frequently as a clinician, despite the huge body of medical knowledge and clinical evidence, I'm frequently frustrated about the fact that my ability to make an impact on population health is very severely limited. And that's because so many of our individuals in our communities are living in poverty or face challenges of unemployment or poor housing or poor educational prospects, just to name a few. So it's crucial for us, if we are to succeed in this post-COVID environment, that we capitalise on our potential for economic growth here in the region. And there is really no better place to do that. Within just a short drive of where we are today, we've got world-leading clinical institutions. We have universities that make a global impact and a thriving health and life sciences sector of industry, both large and small. So really, it just remains for me to say once more, welcome to the meeting today. I very much appreciate you spending your time with us. Do take the time to make some new connections while you're here. You're all part of the COVID recovery process and indeed this wider economic growth and prosperity of our region. And I look forward to meeting more of you later. Thank you. So I'd like to introduce now another member of my team, who's our co-director of Enterprise and Growth, who's going to expand on some of the themes that I've mentioned. I'm going to hand over to Mike Kenny.
Morning, everyone. And just like to add my welcome as well to everybody that's travelled here today. I'm so proud to be putting this event on today. We're going to have up to 200 people here, delegates today, which is absolutely fantastic. A mix of both clinical entrepreneurs, SMEs, innovators, but also NHS staff as well, workforce, people that in the NHS have got really important jobs. We've got, in terms of the NHS delegates here today, you know, we could say they're the problem holders. Phil's already alluded to some of those problems. And the innovators and clinical entrepreneurs, you could argue, are the solution holders. And what are the HSNs? Well, maybe we're the problem solvers. We bring you all together to try and improve population health, which is something that Phil's just spoken about. Innovation is a contact sport. So you've got your landlords, and you'll notice the QR code there. So do scan that with your mobile phone if you haven't done that already. It'll take you to the agenda for today. It'll take you to a profile of all the speakers. It'll tell you about the workshops that we're doing. But it'll also talk to you about the innovators. But actually, more importantly, perhaps, and all of that, is we've got a delegate list right at the start of the event today. So have a look at that. Use that for your networking. We've got plenty of time for networking today. And that's a really important part of bridging the gap. Other things that I just need to talk to you, practicalities. We're going to be using Slido today to help us with some of the Q&As. So a lot of the sessions are going to be interactive. So if you haven't downloaded Slido, please do so. I think you just type into the App Store Slido and then it'll appear. And you're looking for if you log in as BTG, it'll give you our Slido page for Q&A later. We will do Q&A the traditional way with roving mics. So we'll do both. We've got a bit of backup. But let's see how that works today. Social media. You can see, I mean, I've already seen people taking pictures of the views and of the auditorium here as well. It's a bit breathtaking, really. Hashtag BTG if you're tweeting. That would be really good for you to make some noise and get us some impressions on Twitter as well. One more thing is just to talk about, we've got innovator clinics, so Bridging the Gap meetings are an AHSN network branded, conference, as is today. One of the features of those conferences is the opportunity for innovators to meet with people from the network, commercial directors and so on, to ask questions, to learn, about what they need to do in order to gain market access into the NHS or greater success. The journey to scale up, you'll be hearing from innovators that have made that journey today, and that's the gap that we're bridging. But we have got opportunities for people, innovators who want to have some mentorship sessions over lunch between 11:20 and 1:20. We've got some spare slots. So some of you are already booked in, but if you haven't booked in, we've got one or two, three, four slots available. So maybe during the networking session, find our innovation agency team at the front desk and we'll see if we can get you booked in. So, welcome once again. What's it about today? What gap are we bridging? So, those of you that know me and maybe have looked me up on LinkedIn, you'll know that I've got a commercial background. Really proud to be in the NHS now, but I started out in the pharmaceutical industry where, with massive corporate assets and resources, I've launched successfully loads of products, learned about NHS market access, and that's all well and good. But actually, what I've never done is I've never done that as a small to medium enterprise, a health and life sciences business with a really great idea, something that meets the NHS need. I've never done that. So I can tell you about market access from that perspective, from my perspective, but I've never walked the walk. So the gap that we're bridging today is really that one where as companies with things that the NHS needs, you get your first contracts, maybe your first commissions, but then there's a wait, there's a gap, there's a gulf between that and true scale up. And an awful lot of businesses never really make it to that point of true scale up. So all throughout today, you're going to be hearing, not from me, thank goodness, but you're going to be hearing from people that have made that journey, that have managed to bridge that gap between initial success and then onto scale up. And I'm really proud to be able to bring, people that have had that success here today. Of course, they've had success, some support from you know, all kinds of people. And actually, that's some of what you'll hear today, is that, that the successful entrepreneurs are the ones that have worked every channel. They've you know, it's a journey of elbow grease and shoe leather. It's a journey that requires finance and 100 different skill sets to be successful. And HSNs can provide some of that, and we'll talk to you about that, you know, throughout the day today. So that's very much the gap that, that we are bridging. We're also, you know, bridging that gap between the problem holders in the NHS, you know, leaders with, as Phil said, plans to implement health inequalities to address, COVID to recover from, inclusive solutions to find, carbon footprints to reduce, and actually, you know, it's innovators and clinical entrepreneurs, but at large, that have got the potential to help. And, you know, many of these challenges that we've described, they can only really be solved through new approaches, you know, different ways to provide health and care. You know, we know a little bit more about the value of digital and remote monitoring and virtual, and some of those solution holders are in the room today, and actually have got business cases that have gone on to support NHS investment in their innovation products and platforms. And again, you'll be hearing from people who have reached that, have taken that journey today. And that's really important, you know, because those innovations have improved care for patients, and they've supported NHS workforce to deliver better care with the time that they have, you know, caring for more people with whilst holding off burnout. But we need to do more, and we need to go further. Leverage technologies that can create better care at less cost to NHS and workforce. And again, you'll be hearing about that all throughout today. So I'm very proud to work in the NHS. I've already said that. And I'm a really proud Northerner, born in Cardiff, but mostly Northerner. And our region is home to, unfortunately, some of the highest amounts of deprivation, health inequality and inequity, not just in the UK, but also, you know, across Europe. And that's got to change, hasn't it? That's got to change. So that challenge can only be met through developing and adapting and adopting innovations that enable populations to live healthier lives, to thrive in older age. But also, as Phil said, to create jobs that generate the wealth that underpins this, because there is an absolutely certain link between wealth in population, so jobs, employment and better health. But in the north, not only have we got that burden, but we've also got an absolutely wealth of innovation assets. And you're going to be hearing about those today as well. SciTech Daresbury down the road, where our office is based, or the Health Innovation Campus in Lancaster, or the Engineering Innovation Centre at UCLan. We've got some of the best universities in the UK, and you'll be hearing about that from St John, one of our keynote speakers today. We've got hospitals with innovation hubs like Alderhay. There's an absolutely massive wealth of assets and organisations that innovators can work with to develop their ideas into, as Phil said, from bench to bedside, that can go on to lead to population health improvements and also to support the NHS workforce. We very much need that. So we're going to be hearing about that all the way through today. We also know a lot about, and we hear a lot about, the north-south divide and levelling up and shared prosperity. And, you know, we truly cannot level up in the north unless we, you know, we do more about gaining inward investment from government, but also, you know, from securing more higher levels of grant funding, but also investment funding. And again, you know, in terms of bridging the gap between small, you know, initial contracts to actual scale up, you know, finance is an absolutely massive part of that journey. And you're going to hear about that today as well in the workshop sessions, and also from the innovators who have, you know, they've bit the bullet, they've given away some of their company maybe, or taken on some debt in order to help their innovations realise the potential they have and to create the greatest benefit. So that finance is the other gap that we're going to be talking about today, and so there's lots of things that I think you'll learn about today that hopefully will be useful. I think what I will say is that we can't, you know, we won't change the world today. We'll give you some of the tools and ideas that you need to be able to take yourselves on in that journey. We'll bring NHS problem holders together with you know, potentially solution holders as well, and hopefully progress things. As I've said, innovation, making a difference, doing things differently, it's a contact sport. And actually, you know, the HSN network, we've got loads of people here from the HSN network today. We're the ones that can bring everybody together to help you solve the problems together, and that's very much something that we do. And again, you'll be hearing about that all today. So that's pretty much it from me. Thank you so much for being here today. Like I say, nearly 200 people throughout the day. It's amazing to see you all in this brilliant venue, I've got to say. Please use all the time there is for learning and networking, because this is how we're going to get to learn how to do things differently, how to get stuff done that benefits population health and drives economic growth. Thank you.
That was Dr. Phil Jennings and Mike Kenny opening the Bridging the Gap event, which was held in the Royal College of Physicians Northern Base, The Spine in Liverpool, in September 2022. You'll find links to more presentation recordings on the podcast page. Thank you for listening.